In the shadows of the Israel-Hamas conflict, the Department of Homeland Security warns of more anti-Semitic and Islamophobic hate attacks occurring in the U.S. WHYY's Kenneth Burns speaks with community organizers who document incidents against Muslims, caution the story contains a racial slur.
Michael Wilson, a veteran, has been an activist in Philadelphia for 25 years. When the recent conflict between Israel and Palestine broke out, he attended a rally and spoke in support of Palestine. That's when trouble began. Wilson was told by family and friends that he was doxxed, which means somebody released his name, email address, phone number, and pictures of his home all over the internet.
I said, wow, that's sort of shocked me in the beginning. And they said, aren't you scared? Well, I don't know so much if I was scared as I was really unbalanced.
Wilson says after his personal information got leaked, he has been receiving an avalanche of hate calls, sometimes 50 calls in an hour. He has stopped answering his phone unless he recognizes the incoming number.
I don't want to hear what they were saying to me. You know, I know where you live. Your time is up. We're going to kill you, nigger. You shouldn't have said what you said.
A spokesperson for the Philadelphia chapter of the Council of American Islamic Relations says the organization is tracking several harassment and doxing incidents where victims range from students to employees in the workplace. Dina Syed Ahmad, who is with CARE New Jersey, says it is no different in the Garden State.
5 first-year medical students at Rowan University are now facing academic review following posts they've made sharing news about Israel's war on Gaza. This all has a muzzling effect.
Salah Adin Maksut, CARE New Jersey's executive director, adds that a few high school students in Cherry Hill who made statements supporting human rights in Palestine also became targets.
These parents circulated minor students' photos online in community forums, Facebook, and other places, opening them up to harassment across the township.
Community advocacy groups told us the recent spike in harassment and doxing is similar to post-9/11, where there was a spike in hate incidents against anyone perceived to be Muslim. Lavanya Raghavan is a board member with AAPI Montclair.
People are misidentified as Arab Americans, such as the Sikh community, face that hate, as well as the Muslim Americans and the Arab Americans, of course. We're getting reports from all over.
Raghavan says her organization is concerned about the safety of the community, and she and her colleagues are keeping an eye on the hate incidents. Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.